Hello and welcome to Friday Afternoon at Phoenix Fire. This is your host, Mo Hatch, and today we have an extra special episode coming to you. We are going around the Phoenix and interviewing all sorts of students, and they are going to be reading some of the Phoenix Fuzzies from the backboard in some fun accents that we have picked out. And also, we will be asking for some holiday traditions and little stories from people, just as like a special episode before the holiday season. I would also like to acknowledge with respect the Lekwungen peoples on whose traditional territory the University of Victoria stands, as well as the Wasanich, Songhees, and Esquimalt peoples whose historical relationships with the land continue to this day. Would you like to tell us one of your family holiday traditions, Brooke?
Sure. So when my dog was alive, we used to get him the same duck stuffy every single year. And we'd wrap it all up, and he would smell it. It's like he knew what was in that wrapping paper. And he would tear it open with his teeth and his paws, and then he would get the duck out, and the whole thing would be disembodied in like 10 minutes, but I think it was the highlight of his year.
We have here some accents.
Oh no, this is gonna go so badly
and
for me.
And also some of the fuzzies from the backboard.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So what you're gonna do is draw an accent. Draw a fuzzy,
okay.
And then what you're supposed to do is read it in the accent.
So it's Valley Girl, add any number of likes. So
just, say it with lots of likes.
Okay.
You got it.
Clara Copening is like rad as like hell.
I'm so sorry to any Valley Girls out there. Okay, I got Australian.
Yeah, I'm a bagger. You've earned it.
I think that's British.
Okay, I got upper class English. My dear, what do you call a vampire who always does everything perfectly? Count Immaculate.
That was actually really good.
My favorite holiday tradition is every Christmas, my family and I get together and we eat seafood all night.
Anything specific?
Lots of lobster.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, Ken.
Thank you.
Last holiday season, last Christmas specifically, I was alone, away from home, and it could have been kind of terrible. But throughout the day, I had people sort of calling me and FaceTiming me and checking in. My family called me as I was making dinner, and it was kind of like they were just there in the kitchen with me, which was very nice because I had not seen them for quite a while. And even though it could have felt like I was very lonely, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, which was unexpected, but very nice.
Thank you so much for sharing.
My three cousins and me and my two brothers, every single year we get together for Christmas with our families and we all wake up together on Christmas morning and we wait until everyone's awake and then we all open our stockings together, and it's been like that since I was like 6 years old.
So you all get to share that one little moment.
Yeah, every single year for as long as I can remember, we always do that one thing together exactly the same every year.
That's so cute. Okay, so how this is going to work is you're going to pick, in one of my hands I have a bunch of the Phoenix Fuzzies printed off from the backboard, and in my other hand I have some fun accents. What you're gonna do is you're gonna pick an accent and a fuzzy, and then you're going to read the fuzzy in the accent.
Okay.
What do you got?
You're like amazing and like talented. So like just like shine like the sun. Like, yeah.
German. Okay, well I can butcher this.
Okay.
Jamie is a wonderful human.
The DMC dressing team has my heart.
Katie looked at me today, and I ascended to a higher plane.
My God, I love you.
Happy holidays, everyone. Go build a snowman.
Hello, everybody at the Phoenix. I hope you're having a real good day and a wild holiday. I know it can be tough sometimes, but just know that you're a swell person. I'm sure of that.
To everyone at the Phoenix, I would like to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I hope we all have a good new year.
I don't know. Take a break, guys. Enjoy.
Fuzzies from the backboard.
Okay.
And in the other, I have a bunch of accents.
Okay.
Oh, so God. If you can draw an accent, draw a fuzzy, and then read it.
This is horrifying.
In the accent that you get.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's not going to be good.
That's okay. Okay. It doesn't have to be good.
Okay. Well.
Your effort has not gone unnoticed.
Was that Australian?
No, it was British.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So. How do you do an Italian accent?
Mamma mia!
What do you call a vampire who cooks? Count Spatula!
Bravo!
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I got Southern. Geneva is so talented and gorgeous.
I got this one. I've watched a lot of Jersey Shore. Sarah gives me life. So good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here's Kevin. Kevin is back for round two of the Phoenix Fuzzy Christmas episode.
I'm always here.
What do you call a vampire who is also a crustacean? Count Crapula.
Okay, British. This one might not be that hard. Oh, God. Okay. The first and second years are so wildly cool. That's all. Thanks, mates.
So you gotta grab a fuzzy from the backboard and an accent. Tell us what accent you got and read it. Read the fuzzy in the accent.
Oh, God. Okay.
We believe in you.
Italian.
Oh, God.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. Roan gives the best of hugs.
Oh, German, even worse.
Congratulations to everyone on surviving a crazy year. I'm so proud of you all.
That's like Carlotta's accent. It's old Hollywood, all right?
Can you do that?
Let's see if I can. What do you call a delectable vampire? Count Schnacula!
I just wanted to say that ass is fat, but your heart is bigger. Happy opening!
Upper class English.
Aura is incredible, talented, and an all-around person to aspire to. I love you!
Full disclosure, we did not rip the fuzzies off of the wall. We retyped them. We're not animals.
I'm going to be doing this in a questionable Russian accent.
This is Maurice's world. We're all just living in it.
Oh, that was very good. It was spooky.
I really went like full.
Hi, it's Sydney. I'm normally behind the scenes in this podcast, and I will be reading a fuzzy today in a New Jersey accent.
Just be a fruity little guy. There's a smiley face emoji after it.
I'm doing a Scottish accent.
Oh my God, I saw the Ryan today. He's so cool.
Sophie makes me hyperventilate in the best way.
That's so good.
That makes it even better.
British. I can do British. Okay. Georgia and Michelle are both sexy. So sexy.
I'm interviewing Mo. tell me about a holiday tradition that you guys have in your family.
It's very sweet. Ever since I was a little kid, like, I have two younger siblings, right? And we would always go to, like, this one street in Comox where you can actually buy things, basically. There's, like, nowhere really to get any nice gifts, but there's Fifth Street in Comox.
Okay.
And it's actually in Courtney, which my grandfather would take us there ever since we were little. And we would pick out presents for each other and our parents, but he would pay for them.
Oh.
So it would be like, we were getting presents for each other that we like picked out, but he was the one who paid for them. And now I'm like an adult and we still do this.
Oh my gosh.
We still go to Fifth Street and like walk down and he'll like buy the presents for us for each other. And it's honestly the sweetest thing ever, and he's wonderful. Really have a lot of good memories from that.
I hope he listens to this podcast.
I should get him too.
I hope so. That's so sweet.
How about you? What is some sort of Christmas or holiday tradition that your family has?
Well, every year my father and brother and I play a game called the Ugly Christmas Game.
That sounds amazing.
It is super fun, and we make it our job and sole purpose to find the ugliest Christmas gift and give it to the other person. We draw names out of a hat to see who gets who each year. And
does someone win?
Oh yeah, somebody wins.
So like, there's like an ugliest prize.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and it's more just the fact that you know that you've won. There's not like a prize.
Yeah.
It's an honored thing.
But do you have like a way of deciding that?
Oh, you know.
You just know.
It's just something that
it's
you
instinct.
Know. Yeah, and so that's how we've gotten away from getting each other gifts, is that we do get each other gifts. They're just the ugliest gifts you've ever seen in your life. Like, there's been
that
some really good...
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, there's
have,
been
like,
some
a collection?
Really good... Oh, yeah. Every year we get one. There's been shot glasses and hats and, gosh, my favorite one was an ice cube tray that was called the Gin and Titanic.
Oh my goodness!
I know,
that's
it was
special. That's
especially awful, isn't it?
Yeah. That would definitely win.
Yeah, and it's like in the shape of little boats and icebergs.
Of course it is.
And then it melts in your drink.
That's wow! Wow!
We
amazing.
Love Christmas. We really do.
Thank you so much.
I want to say a big thank you to everyone who allowed us to interview them for this final podcast of the semester. And coming from me, your host, Mo Hatch, I want to wish you all a happy holidays, and I hope that you make more wonderful memories with your family and friends. We'll be coming to you next semester with more stories fueled by our passion for theater. Have a wonderful winter break. Thank you for listening.